From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo orders for audit in all stadiums in Indonesia. Ministry of Communication and Informatics strengthens communication network for G20 summit. And here is the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has given directives for the audit of all football stadiums in Indonesia to prevent recurrence of the tragedy in Kanjuruhan, Malang, East Java. As reported by Antara, he stated at the Dr. Saiful Anwar Regional General Hospital, Malang City on Wednesday, that he also ordered to audit the total of all stadiums used for the league, both League 1, League 2 and League 3. All of them have to be checked whether the gates are according to the standard and who is responsible for the management of the field. President Joko Widodo and the First Lady Iriana visited the hospitals to check the condition of the Kanjuruhan tragedy survivors. He further pointed out from this incident, Indonesia has to improve all match management, fields management, and stadium management. Indonesia all has to have a total audit. The Ministry of Communication and Informatics is improving the quality of telecommunication network for the implementation of the G20 summit, including by preparing a backup network for the event. To support the successful implementation of the G20 summit in Bali, Kominfo has bolstered the telecommunication infrastructure by increasing 4G cellular internet speeds, facilitating the 5G network expansion, rearranging aerial cables, and preparing backup networks. This was said by Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny G. Plate during a coordination meeting on the implementation of the summit, according to a statement received by Antara on Wednesday. He also informed that the state-run cellular operator Telkomsel has improved the download speed of its 4G networks up to 100 megabits per second, about 4 times faster than the national average download speed in a number of areas in Bali. To achieve its 2045 vision of becoming a high-income country, Indonesia needs foreign direct investment amounting to 4.5% of the national gross domestic product or GDP annually. The government hopes in 2045, the Indonesian per capita income will move into a high-income country level. To support the vision, Indonesia's FDI will reach 4.5% of the GDP. This was pointed out by the Director General of State Assets and the Finance Ministry, Rionald Silaban, at the function held to disseminate information on the job creation law among investment management institutions on Wednesday. The 2045 vision refers to the country's target of becoming a high-income country and one of the top 5 economies in the world. The Civil 20 Summit urges the leaders of G20 countries to adopt recommendations from civil society because some issues discussed at the G20 Summit on November the 15th until the 16th need to consider the voice of the grassroots groups to avoid being elitist. According to Chair Civil 20 or C20, Sugeng Bahagio on the sidelines of the C20 summit in Nusa Dua, Badung Bali on Wednesday, his side has compiled a series of policy recommendations or C20 policy pack that is in line with the main agenda of the G20. He also said that the C20 summit has asked all G20 leaders to end their own interests and work as a united front to resolve the crisis. Sugeng emphasized, it is time for all countries to collaborate in promoting world peace and humanity by increasing recovery efforts for the current global situation. He also explained that recommendation package is scheduled to be submitted to the Coordinating Minister Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, who also serves as the chair of the G20 Sherpa track on the second day of C20 summit series on Thursday. China's finance ministry said on Thursday that it will issue an additional 5.5 billion yuan or $773.18 million worth of yuan-denominated sovereign bonds in Hong Kong on October the 12th. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the ministry pointed out that it would issue an extra 3.5 billion yuan worth of bonds due 2024 with an interest rate of 2.44% per annum and an additional 2.0 billion yuan worth of 2023 bonds carrying an interest rate of 2.75%. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has signed the final papers to annex four regions of Ukraine, even as his military suffered further setbacks. As reported by BBC.com, the documents say that the Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson regions are accepted into the Russian Federation. But in two of those areas, Luhansk and Kherson, Ukraine said it has been retaking more villages. Mr. Putin also signed a decree to formalize Russia's seizure of nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia. Last Friday, the Russian leader held a grand ceremony in the Kremlin where he signed agreements with the Moscow installed leaders of the four regions. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday in the direction of Japan after the return of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region and a UN Security Council meeting in response to the North's recent launches. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the missile launch was the sixth in 12 days and the first since North Korea fired an intermediate-range missile, or IRBM, over Japan on Tuesday, which prompted joint South Korean and US missile drills, during which one weapon crashed and burned. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
See you. Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights attracting U.S. tourists to Indonesia. Visit Indonesia virtually, promoted at Commonwealth Club event San Francisco. Listeners, the charm of promoting Indonesian culture and tourism has once again amazed the American public, especially in the San Francisco Bay Area. This time, Indonesia, represented by the Consulate General in San Francisco, participated in the By Light Mixer Art Inspired by Travel, a program to promote culture and tourism and economic potential by the Commonwealth Club of California in San Francisco last Friday. No less than 40 organizations or agencies participated, ranging from local and foreign institutions or communities, diplomatic corps, and other nonprofit organizations based in San Francisco and its surroundings. About 700 visitors came to the event from various cities, mainly from Northern California. In general, the Bay Light Mixer Art activity consists of a combination of traditional folklore and modern art performances, various literary performances, fashion and fine arts exhibitions, such as painting, sculpture, as well as promotion of tourism destinations, the economy and culinary bazaars. Many visitors who came seemed so enthusiastic about visiting all of Indonesia's booths, which were considered varied and carried interesting themes, starting from the Visit Indonesia Virtually program, a special promotion of Indonesian tourism destinations virtually on Metaverse using virtual reality, meta technology. There were batik and traditional ikat exhibitions, regional dance performances, as well as exhibitions or economic potential and various culinary bazaars of Indonesian specialties such as satay, lontong, vegetable, bajigur, bandrek, and various market snacks. Head of the event organizer, Christina Nemeth, as director of Travel Commonwealth Club, expressed her high appreciation for Indonesia, which has given a different nuance in this time's art, culture, and tourism promotion event. Indonesia's participation and existence at the Commonwealth Club, where most of the visitors are foreigners, is an important moment to be used primarily to further support the implementation of economic and socio-cultural diplomacy of the Consulate General in San Francisco in the working area. Consul for Information Socio-Cultural Affairs Mahmudin Nur Al-Ghazali stated that the magnitude of the international and foreign publics involved in activities like this, as well as a means to continue, was to promote tourism, arts and culture, economic potential, as well as the richness and uniqueness of Indonesian cuisine in the eyes of U.S. and foreign communities. That's Diplomatic Corner.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener Listener, we begin today in history with the event on October 6, 1976 about the Thammasat University Massacre. Thai soldiers surrounded the Thammasat University campus and the Sanam Luang University campus in Bangkok, Thailand on October 6, 1976. The siege was the government's reaction to student protests against the government. In the incident, which is now known as the Thammasat University Massacre, 46 students were killed and more than 3,000 people were arrested. We move to another event on 6 October 1981 when Egyptian President Anwar Sadat was assassinated. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat was shot dead in a military parade by soldiers belonging to Islamic Jihad. The Islamic Jihad is a hardline Egyptian Muslim organization which opposed Egypt's peace agreement with Israel. Anwar Sadat was later replaced by his deputy Husni Mubarak. We end today's history with the event in 2010 when Instagram was released for the first time. Instagram is a photo and video sharing application that allows users to take photos, take video, apply digital filters, and share them to various social networking services, including Instagram's own. Social media, often referred to as IG, has more than 1 billion active users per month around the world. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai hong zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yeah, 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 y kakiku. Tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda. Waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang.
You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry holds the National Biodiversity Expo or Kahati Expo 2022 in conjunction with the National Animal and Flower Day to encourage natural tourism. Director of the Ministry Conservation Forest Service Use, Nandang Prihadi, when opening the expo on Saturday, said that the event is a moment to encourage visit to conservation areas along with the recovery after the pandemic and the people going out again. According to Nandang, the conservation area function as healing forest and a natural recovery platform that is useful for people's spiritual and physical health. Nandang further said that the Kahati Expo 2022 is also a good moment for education to know about conservation areas and biodiversity in Indonesia. Kahati Expo 2022 is held from October 1st to 16, 2022. The expo is held in conjunction with the National Animal and Flower Day, commemorated every November 5th. The day is a moment to save local plants and animals from extinction. Besides bringing balance to the environment, the animal and plant diversity can improve environment quality and a source of food and medicine, including environmental service. Nandang added that Indonesia is a wealthy country in terms of biodiversity. It contributes 12% of mammals in the world, 17% of birds, 16% of reptiles and amphibians, 25% of freshwater and sea fishes, and 10% of flower plants. Kahati Expo 2022 is joined by almost 200 participants. Besides animals and flower exhibition, the event is enlivened by a culinary bazaar, conservation talk show, bird chirping contest, free animal vaccination, hand wrestling, and other competition. Nandang also remarked that the event is expected to bring a multiplier effect not only for the economy, but also tourism.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, today we invite you to get to know the highest village on the island of Java, namely Sembungan Tourism Village. This village is located at an altitude of 2,306 meters above sea level. As the highest village on the island of Java, this village offers very beautiful views and cold air temperatures. Administratively, Sambungan village is located in Wonosobo Regency. To get there, you can depart from Yogyakarta to Dieng village for 3 hours by land transportation. The journey continues towards the village of Sambungan. Entering this village, you will pass a gate that reads, "Welcome to Sambungan Village, the tallest village on the island of Java." To enter, you have to buy an entrance ticket. One of the charms of the Sambungan tourism village is the golden sunrise of Sikunir Hill. On this hill, you will see a beautiful sunrise between the high mountains. To get there, you have to climb from Sambungan village. Besides Sikunir Hill, there is the Cebong Lake tourism attraction, which you should also visit if you come to Sambungan village. This lake has clear water and a stunning panorama and is inhabited by abundant fish. There, you can enjoy the beauty of the lake by boat. To get to the Cebongan Lake, you just have to walk 200 meters from Sambungan village. The Sambungan tourism village also has a waterfall natural tourism attraction, namely Sikarim Waterfall. The flow of the Sikarim Waterfall comes from the Kecebong Lake. In addition to natural tourism, Sambungan tourism village has a cultural attraction. One of them is the Angguk Dance. Angguk dance is a traditional folk dance that has grown from generation to generation in the community. It's called the Angguk dance because the dance movement often uses a knot of the head. Then there is the dreadlocks treatment. Ruatan is a tradition to release someone's distress or bad luck. This is a hair-cutting ceremony for children with dreadlocks to rid them of bad things. This Ruatan ritual is usually held on the first day according to the Japanese Suro calendar. The creative economy products of Sambungan village are also diverse. For culinary, there are typical foods of Charicha, Dutch eggplant, and Purwacheng. Meanwhile, for fashion, there are hats, knitted scarves, batik, and t-shirts. There are also craft key change, wooden and bamboo crafts. Sambungan village facilities are quite good. There are a lot of toilets, well. Sambungan village facilities are quite good. There are toilets, food stalls, camping, and homestays. For homestays, rental fees per room is worth from 250,000 rupiah to 400,000 rupiah.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Come on.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today highlights Bali Fab Fest 2022. Listeners, the Bali Fab Fest 2022 event is one of the events that makers and digital fabrication activities have been waiting for. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, supports the Bali Fab Fest as an effort to stimulate the economy and create jobs for digital fabricators in Bali. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Salahuddin Uno, explained that the activity to be held at the Jimbaran Hill from 12 to 22nd October 2022 is aimed at encouraging the growth of creative economy and human resources in Indonesia, especially in the field of digital fabrication. This effort is also to support the growth of local innovation ecosystems by connecting them to a global network. Minister Sandiaga hopes that the presence of the Bali Fab Fest can encourage the birth of Workshop 4.0 and Workman 4.0 in many regions in Indonesia. With access to a global network, they can take advantage of design from various regions around the world to produce solutions to problems in their respective regions while still prioritizing local wisdom. Founding partner and director of Fab City Foundation, Thomas Diaz, said this year's Bali Fab Fest event raises the core theme, Designing Emergence Realities. This theme is chosen considering that there are many problems facing the world today, such as pandemics, international conflicts, supply chain challenges, technological disruption, all of which bring changes to society. Interestingly, in this activity, Thomas also said that he would build a fab lab that provides access for machines and prototype machines to support a number of activities in the Bali Fab Fest, such as workshops, discussion panels, and training sessions. In addition to attending workshops or panel discussion, participants can also interact with Balinese people to find out what local problems they face. One of the interesting things that will be present at the Bali Fab Fest 2022 is the Fab Island Challenge. Thomas also explained through the Fab Island Challenge, Bali Fab Fest participants will be invited to collaborate to solve various problems that exist in Bali and Indonesia. Through this program, makers, innovators, including designers in Southeast Asia who have ideas and contribute to the Fab Island Challenge have the opportunity to receive grants to help finance the development of their projects. In addition, the speakers who will attend this event are technology experts in their respective fields and are recognized globally. That's miscellany.
setiap kisah lembar jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Menjadi teman baikku memudikan bahagia, ataupun tetap terlindung bersama air mata. Kau temaniku berlari, antarkan ku untuk menggapai hati. Kau saksi itu indah jalan cintaku. Kau temaniku kembali saat ku tak tahu kemana lagi. Cerita kencangku bersama.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque memprotege.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragung später des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we are going to talk about a song by Ebit Gade. Ebit Gade is an 80s singer with lots of meaningful hits. One of them is Titip Rindu Buat Ayah, or My Longing for Dad. The song is about a son who misses his parents, especially his father. Besides, the song is also about father with his setback who fights for his family. Many people claim to be crying when listening to the song. Well, here is the song Ebit Gade with Titip Rindu Buat Ayah.
Matamu masih tersimpan selaksa peristiwa. Benturan dan hempasan terpahat di keningmu. Keringat mengucur deras, namun kau tetap tabah. Meski nafasmu kadang tersengal, memikul bebannya yang makin sarat, kau tetap bertahan. Engkau telah mengerti hitam dan merah jalan ini. Keriput tulang pipimu gambaran perjuangan. Bahumu yang dulu kekar legam terbakar matahari, kini kurus dan terbungkus. Namun semangat tak pernah pudar, meski langkahmu kadang gemetar, kau tetap setia. Untuk
anakmu sekarang banyak menanggung beban. Dan merah jalan ini, keriput tulang pipimu gambaran perjuangan. Bahumu yang dulu kekar legam terbakar mata. Semangat tak pernah pudar, meski langkahmu kadang gemetar, kau tetap setia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Izinkanlah ku kecup keningmu. Bukan hanya ada di dalam angan. Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Engkau tahu aku mulai bosan bercumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Bantulah aku temukan diri, menyambut pagi membuang sepi. Izinkanlah aku kenang sejenak perjalanan, oh, oh, oh. Dan biarkan ku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di matamu, oh, oh. Barangkali di tengah telaga.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bye.